This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. Daniel is in the studio with me today. Thank you, Daniel.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hope you had a good evening and a great day, and we'll try to tell you what's going on around the world, because we want you to know, we want you to have an understanding of that the fact that there is a rest of the world, other than those five countries, Syria, you know, other than those five countries, there's more out there.
Understanding, that's the key word today. Can we get an understanding?
Can we get an understanding?
Or is it just more noise? Is it just more news? Is it just more facade?
Mm-hmm. But I think what's happening in Washington right now deserves our attention, but there's nothing we can do. There's nothing that we can at all period do to help Trump, other than be supportive and on air. That's a major thing to be able to be.
And pray.
And pray. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Well, you forgot about prayer, Joyce.
I did. I'm sorry, Father. But we will have a good time trying to go over what's happening here because, oh my gosh, there's this guy, Carter
Page. Carter Page, yes.
Carter Page. Somebody tell me how this one slipped in, because the funny thing about Carter Page is nobody's ever known who he is, really.
Yeah, he looks like an insurance salesman.
He's never gotten paid anything from the Trump administration.
Yes, but he's the mastermind behind the Russian-Trump connection,
right,
all of a sudden.
You're supposed to believe.
Yes.
But he's never received a dime. He's been probably, you go wander around and see what you can find out, and we'll give you $25 at the end of the night. You know, I mean, it's just very strange the way this Carter Page.
Page. Okay. How he even got in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we even know about him?
You know, and it's funny because you got all these other issues that are so critical, and all of a sudden that Carter Page becomes a critical one. And on CNN, they said, you know, this is really weird because nobody really knows this guy. You know, where'd he come from?
Well, they got to get that Russia did it. You know, they got to keep that going on. That was starting to slip for a minute there.
Yeah.
So we got to slip that right back in.
Mm-hmm. And Trump said that Assad is a butcher. Now that is supposed to be changed everything. But I think what we're looking at is really more of the actions of Trump being minimized. The White House, those things are almost gone away. They've got to find new stuff to complain about. New issues. What does it say now? Trump won't label China a currency manipulator.
Well, there's a lot going on. There are some good things. And when I say good things, I mean stunningly amazing things going on. And there are some just depressingly bad things going on with the Trump. It's like the werewolf at midnight. I made the comparison yesterday, right? What Trump are we getting? Are we getting the full moon, get your silver bullet out Trump? Or are we getting the, you know, America first that we were looking for?
That's really a good way of looking at that. And yeah, what are the real issues? How far down do we have to dig to come up with where the real issue is? And let me just say that I am running out of time here before the break, but, you know, this is horrendous when we don't even know anything about the medical program. It has not been settled. I mean, they made the charge of the listening, and I think Trump is in a world of hurt, mainly, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I think he's probably just had it. I mean, his attitude is, look, I'm doing it without you.
Right.
You know, and
I don't
he has
care.
To right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care that whatever. I'm a bull in China. Look, this is getting done.
That's right. And that's what I see in him, is he is a major player from the standpoint of not getting upset, not walking. Well, we define.
Let me ask you this. If you wanted somebody at the negotiating table, would you want Donald Trump at your negotiating table on your side?
Oh, man, yes.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Everybody, ask yourself that question. Would you rather have Donald Trump there or fill in the blank? Anybody else in the world?
Yeah. But is he on your side? That's the question. That's the question.
Are you doing the right thing?
Yeah.
I bet he is. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. Wherever you are, so glad to be with you. You know, when I talked to Joyce last night, she was watching CNN. And she said on CNN, they questioned that there's even a need for the United Nations anymore. And I about ran off the road when I did, when she said that. Maybe this next story has something to do with it. Out of Clifford Cunningham, report exposes child sex rings by UN peacekeepers. A report compiled by the Associated Press detailed nearly 2,000 allegations of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers and other personnel over the past 12 years. Yet, the majority of perpetrators escaped jail time due to lax enforcement by their respective government of origin. According to internal UN document obtained by AP, at least 134 peacekeepers, boy, that's the operative word, from Sri Lanka abused 9 Haitian children.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't even like to go into the details on this, but the 5 men never faced charges. There was private violence. It was rampant, and this was not an isolated situation. Let's just leave it at that.
You know, let's just say, with all these potential alleged events that are taking place between man and child around the country, is it that it was kept so much hidden that we never knew about it, or did people not question it in the first place?
I think it's a, I think it's an issue. Well, even me, I can't even read this article, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even finish the article and the details of the article.
Because we're not in good shape here because you can't do kids and I can't do animals. So we're in a world.
So what are we going to, so nobody's that's abused. The innocent, yeah. The abused innocent are not going to get a voice here.
Right. Yeah, right. Go read it. Go read the story because right. It just hurts so bad.
I think that's the first thing. In America, right? Nobody wants to even talk about that or even think mm-hmm. about that. I mean, can you imagine, you know, me as a parent, you know, I can't even go there with my children, right? I couldn't even mm-hmm. imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the first thing. But, is this talk of you? Maybe we don't need the UN anymore. This happening right as this scandal is breaking and all these things are starting to come out?
Yeah, you made some comment last night when I said, have you heard that it says on TV, so it's got to be halfway, maybe 30%, said that do we really need a United Nations? Then I had a couple of people talk about it. And it, the thing is, when people give their little cascading talks on TV, they really don't make any sense sometimes. They don't have much time, but it's all braided for them. It's all set out there for them. They've got this information, and they've got the stories they're supposed to tell and their opinions of it, and then you move on to the right people at the right time. And I can't even imagine CNN asking the question on child pedophilia, I mean on UN. I can't even imagine. You made a point, though, about something of why all this is coming.
Well, probably because I think this pedophilia is breaking. The CNNs of the world, they know that that's true, mm-hmm. right? They know whether they're reporting on it or not. And they know all these UN stories are coming out. And what are these parent companies, these countries all over the world, what are they going to do when they find out that these peacekeepers, quote unquote, are just going around and helping to run a child's sex ring and slave ring?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they going to do then?
The special forces guy that you had on the other day.
Craig Sawyer. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how much I admire him.
Oh, my gosh.
Going out and doing the things that he's doing. My goodness.
I wish I could have, I hate to say this, but I wish I could have said some of the things he said off air. But he's in such a vulnerable position, and he doesn't want to say anything to get attract possible attention to him or possible backlash. And I understand that, the way he's just going to do it. Look, I'm just going to do it. Just point me. I'm going to do it. Just let me go.
But doesn't that make you think, though, that he's probably kind of already exposed himself by being on national media?
Oh, he's exposed himself. He doesn't want to do it anymore. You know, he doesn't want to say any names. He doesn't want to say any regions. He doesn't want to say any city. He's very hesitant to say on air. He didn't want to say any specific things that he already knows. He just really was like just low key that way.
But was he interesting and good and supply enough information, or do you think that he's just somebody that needs to be protected too much?
No, I think he's a person, you know, he's the guy. Well, that's what he's done his whole career, right? His whole military career is just point me where the problem is and I'll go solve it. Right. So I think that's where his mind is. No, I didn't feel that way. He's the guy you want on that wall. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Let's move back to the second story here. Trump is guilty. Hillary was saved by the FBI head.
In an interview with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo, Trump was adamant that Clinton would be facing charges related to her leaked emails had FBI Director Jim Comey not been, quote, very, very good to her. When asked if he would still push for appointing a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton in the future, Trump avoided the question, saying, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about positive. Trump did, however, say that it's not too late to ask Comey to step down.
Might as well.
As
he's
FBI head. Yes. When asked why he didn't request that Comey quit, Trump said, I want to give everybody a good, fair chance. Elsewhere during the interview, Trump suggested that no one believes that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice's claim that her unmasking of his aides wasn't for political gain. It's such a big story, and I'm sure it will continue forward, adding that what they did is horrible. The president said it is obvious why Obama eased the rules on raw intelligence sharing days before leaving office. When you look at Susan Rice and what's going on, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good, you know, this whole thing, I'm really tired. He could have convicted her if he wanted to. He could push the issue with Comey. He's using Comey as a fall guy. Now, one thing I've seen is Trump's pretty smart, and he'll give people enough rope to hang themselves. Is this all part of a plan to get rid of Comey in the end? You know, I don't know. But right now, I don't know if he wants to go around making a lot of enemies, more than he already has.
Do you know that they looked at, oh, my goodness, what was the, it wasn't the, oh, my goodness. There was an audit done of a department, and I can't remember which one it was. It was something like, name a department.
HUD, was it FDA? HUD? You're talking about HUD?
No, I'm not talking about HUD.
With Ben Carson?
No, I'm not talking about that with him. But I can't remember what. It was another one like that, though.
Yeah.
And the first thing they did, oh, no, it was HUD, and it was him. And when Ben Carson, when he was to be elected, he, or wanting to be elected, after that, after he became head of that, which everybody was surprised at. They thought he'd be involved in medicine. But after they got him involved in that department, he made an audit. They audited the very first thing. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
20, how much?
500 billion with a B.
No.
With a B. B as in boy.
Billion.
Yes.
The number sort of went up. It was 228 billion when I
heard. No, it went up. Yeah.
Oh.
The total was 500 billion.
Now think about that.
Billion. It was, Joyce, calm down. It's just an accounting error. It's just an accounting error.
Oh, it's just zeros and ones.
Yes.
And we put it in the wrong place. But ask yourself the question, though. How many companies are there in the business, like in the United States business like
government,
this,
yeah,
that they could just say, well?
Well, we don't have money for the veterans, so they can get their health care, though.
Right. Don't need that. That's not really necessary.
Let's think
of all the things we could just X out. But if they found $500 billion alone in health and human,
HUD. In HUD.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine
gosh.
If they went to the Defense Department?
Oh, man.
Dennis Kucinich said there's trillions, in rat holes everywhere.
Yeah. There will be people that will become en masse mad and en masse wanting to do something about this. Because basically, when they have something, it's been stolen from us. It really has.
Oh, right. It's everybody's money, so then it becomes nobody's money.
Right.
I mean, that's the attitude that we've got. But
and there's no control and no accountability, so, hey, I don't know what happened to it. Oh, yes, they do. They have what are called audit tools, but never mind. Anyway. And then Judicial Watch sues EPA over third-party encryption app that was used against Trump. You know, I was really surprised at this story and how much information there was back then to know what was happening. The Gateway Pundit reports with the watchdog group that Judicial Watch is suing the EPA Environmental Protection Agency for communication sent or received by EPA officials who may have been used, and used the cell encryption application called Signal to thwart government oversight and transparency. President of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, said the following. The new lawsuit could expose how the Trump, anti-Trump deep set state, how the anti-Trump deep state embedded in EPA is now working to undermine the rule of law. Now let's hope the Trump administration enforces FOIA, turns over these records. And given EPA's checkered history on records retention and transparency, you know, they don't have a real good scorecard anyway.
Record, no.
It is disturbing to see reports that career civil servants and appointed officials may now be attempting to use high-tech blocking devices to circumvent the Federal Records Act and the Freedom of Information Act all together.
Well, that's the next step. I mean, in 1978, with FISA courts, they've totally subverted the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. So this is just the next step. Why should you know anything that we do? Mm-hmm. We'll just do everything in secret.
Exactly.
And we'll know everything about you. We'll survey everything you mm-hmm. do. You know, that's where we are now. And then the next step is, oh, and by the way, we'll do everything in secret. FOIA, mm-hmm. FOIA request. I got your FOIA request right here. That's what they're saying.
Yep. We'll be back after this four-minute break.
Yeah.
4 minute break.
Yeah.
Why'd you have three fingers up?
Four. Four.
No, I was showing how bad I am, how much I need help, and how much you... Never mind. You did it right. We'll be right back. 4 minute break. Stay tuned.
God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You for being a part of this family. We're going to be talking, trying to make sense of this whole story of Trump, because I was shocked yesterday, Dan, and I keep saying this, but I was. You don't expect, after this short period of time, that CNN is now gone back to not talking about all of these people all the time. They've got the NATO Secretary General on right now and asking him about what they met the Trump with, and they wanted to know what he had to say. But these people are being put in horrible situations because Donald Trump, if he doesn't like you, you're gone. If he doesn't halfway like you, you may be gone. I mean, I kind of feel that way from his attitude where he's talked about fired, you know. Not on the reality show, but I just think that he's hard charging.
I think he's loyal, but once you get on the other side of that loyalty, you're you know, persona non grata. And, you know, you kind of wonder with the son-in-law, we're all worried about the son-in-law. You know, how is he going to get rid of the son-in-law? You know, how do you get rid of a son-in-law?
Well, I don't think he does.
No,
I
mean, you can't. How can you?
It'll be last three man and woman standing is what it's going to be at the White House, it seems like, some days.
Yeah. Kushner, who has, or you think might have Mossad ties, or, you know, been reported Mossad ties, and you got Ivanka and her clothing empire coming in, and then Donald, which, you know, you don't know. There are some stunning things that he has done in this first 80-something days, and there are some extremely disturbing things he's done.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make sense of it.
Lots of people are asking questions. Well, let's talk about China. Who is it true that they're going to be putting a nationwide high alert over North Korea? I'm worried about this. I am more worried, like, I know you mentioned that I've always been worried about North Korea. That's the real deal there. That's a real deal bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
All these other people are half-wit bad guys walking
puppets,
around.
Yeah.
And by the way, they wanted to enter in some kind of art project, they wanted to enter the ISIS flag in a contest.
Oh, my. Where was this?
I don't know. I heard it real quick. I couldn't find it. But they want to do a full, have a full flag. They want their black and white flag represented
also.
You
gotta be kidding me.
No. I think we need to find this, but also, do you think they should
maybe
admitted? No. Do you think they should be admitted to the United Nations?
Well, I don't care anything about it. They belong there.
Right.
They're working for them, so they fit in.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that way.
China,
you know what amazes me about China? I am absolutely stunned that we're looking at this North Korea problem, and one visit by the Chinese president down to Florida, and we have China risking their troops and their bombs to solve the North Korea problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good a negotiator Donald Trump is.
Mm-hmm.
That is stunning. That is not stunning.
That's right.
It's gobstopping, fall on the floor, amazing.
Yeah, that
now,
is.
For decades now, America has not been the leader in world affairs, the position that we took for decades. We've taken a second stance. We've let NATO do it. We've let UN do it. And Donald Trump is like, well, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to negotiate this, and we're going to do our what's best for America. At least in that situation, he did, and it is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe he's doing as much as he is, but it still makes me wonder what the atmosphere must be like in the White House. And you say, well, why does she even care what the atmosphere is? Because I want to know how much continuity there is, how much strength there is, support among
the staff. How much unity,
how much
good conversation, points of view, or, you know, different points of view coming out. Mm-hmm. Is he able to, if a populist idea, if an America First idea comes out, do the CFR members kind of start pushing that to the corner?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you've been in rooms before where somebody doesn't overtly stop your idea, but they just kind of, you know, that's a good idea, but, you know, have you considered, you know, just kind of walking it backwards? Is that going on? Is Trump wanting to put an order out and people are ignoring it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's because that's the rumors we're getting.
I get the rumor. I mean, I know I can't say that with a straight face because I wasn't going to be honest. But, I mean, I was trying to be funny. And that always helps when you start out something like this. But, you know, I get this feeling that Trump is in the big office there. And somebody comes in and says, "Hey, I need the limousine. Where are the keys? And Trump's doing everything, you know, because the keys are over there. You know,
you'll find them yourself.
Yeah, sign some of them that you've been here.
Yes, but I am extremely troubled. The way the Syria thing played out, I don't know. I still don't know what the truth is.
Nobody does.
But this idea that they're still lying, they're using these false flags, that makes me madder than...
Okay, I got to do Syria after this break. We're going to come back with Syria. This stuff is so much more important than some, unfortunately. Anyway, we'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Daniel Brigman and myself. I want to encourage you to purchase from Power Mall. You know, the interview, I was kind of disappointed the other day that we had. I was really kind of feeling like Dan Israel wasn't saying everything we wanted him to say. And, I mean, being loose with the information on Christianity Unmasked, I don't think there was anything negative in that, unless somebody finds that it's a real negative to say that you have he puts everybody almost into a pagan category. If they've gone to church, if they've done this, if they've done that, if they use the numbers instead of the words of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he could have mentioned that. You know, well, he did at the very beginning, but not very much. So, you know, there is a different calendar for the pure people. And it's amazing how many calendars are and how many different sets of pure people there are. But I just was so disappointed. I apologize to you all, listeners. that I just wanted to get more from him on the pagan customs. So I'm sorry about that. But I want to remind you that Strauss Heart Drops are on sale. You heard that awesome program with Daniel, and this guy is a real deal. This guy has a, what do they call it, slate, when they go out and pick up?
Yeah, he has a recycling business where, I mean, a real recycling business,
yeah,
where he takes the boats, I mean, huge boats, and recycles them.
Yeah. Like ships.
Ships, yeah,
yeah,
not boats, ships.
Well, yeah, big ones, too. And so his thing is, of course, why he had to start using the Strauss. And I'm just so thrilled about that. It's available at the Power Mall, and it is on special, of course. This is the bigger sale, the 20% off. So we have 10, 15, and 20% off. So please take advantage of that. Oh, I did want to say, in defense of Christianity Unmasked, the book is so good. The book is so good. You will learn so much about pagan history and also fossilized customs. Two very relevant books. And I've always said that I think many of the many of the people who do this and believe in this are, I mean, it controls their lives, Christianity Unmasked. If you do it like they say, it kind of controls your lives. But I think that the book itself is really, really good. We've got Masonic and Occult Customs. We've got all kinds of books on this subject. So give us a call at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. And I ran out of toothpaste last night, which I never do. And that was a very tough time. And guess what? Clay is excellent. Just put your toothbrush under the water. Put clay on your toothbrush.
I like that. I like diatomaceous earth also. Have you ever used diatomaceous earth? I like that.
Fossil shell flour. Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah. Fossil shell flour is what we have at the Power Mall that is better, and it's for human consumption. Diatomaceous earth, remember, is not for human consumption. Okay, let's get back to Syria. I want to talk about Syria. There is one huge problem with Syria that I...
It's almost unforgivable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I've only heard this mentioned one time on television news, and I have, for you all, I have been devoting a lot of my time to television lately, and it's not been a whole lot of fun, but, okay, here's the biggest problem with Syria. They have not announced who did it from the testing, the forensic testing. They have announced that it was probably the Ruskies. Yeah, the Russians.
Mm-hmm. Russians did it again.
Yep, again. And so you've got no response from Putin yet that I know of. Has he denied?
No, yes, he's denied. He said it's a false flag and more are coming.
Okay, he did say that.
He did say that,
okay.
Absolutely.
Then I thought it was powerful when on TV they mentioned that, we don't even know who provided the chemical weapons. Well, it's about darn time they asked that question. That is
yeah.
That's the basis of all of this.
That'll be the first thing. They have the ability to figure that out.
Overnight. All right. Was this? They have these things called computers. All right. Then let me ask you this. Do you think
these
that...
newfangled machines.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That they sometimes use when they think they need. But do you think that overnight they couldn't have found out that type and where it came from and say it was from Russia or England, or, and by the way, just about how many, 11 or 14 countries have nuclear weapons or,
oh, yes,
or
yes, yes, yes,
chemical weapons or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't think that many have the chemical weapons, and I think these were from the U.S. I honestly, with all my heart, believe that.
Well, when they dropped off the Toyota trucks for ISIS to pick up, they
yeah.
probably were loaded with some gas in the back.
Yeah. I may think that we might be getting a little too sarcastic over this situation, because, you know, it is so serious. Bombing those hospitals and blaming it on somebody, you better know. Before you have murder in your, you know, in your sight, you better know.
Well, you know, one of the callers talked about the paradigm of 9/11, the 9/11 paradigm. And when I see Trump get up and then the Skippy, what's his name, Sean Spicer, the press secretary get up, and they're repeating the same mantra over and over about, well, he's a butcher, and they did it, and they attacked their own people. It sounds just like 9/11. It sounds like weapons of mass destruction. Are we back in 2003 now? Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the worst. That makes me madder than anything. Is, are we back to this same false flag narrative, and we're supposed to be just shove this down our throat? No, we don't believe that Assad dropped that on his own people. I don't.
I never have. And now they're starting to say, every time they say Assad, they say Assad, the man who kills his own people.
The butcher, the regime. Yep. They use little words.
Those. Yeah.
It's the Trump administration, the Assad regime.
Yeah, yeah. And it's getting worse all the time.
The Assad Guild.
But you know another thing I've noticed? Every one of these people that have come and visited Trump, every one of these people that have come and been at his dinners or whatever, I noticed one thing about them is that all of them are trying to be real careful right now. Real careful. I mean, look at Skippy, Sean Spicer, man. He's trying to be real careful, because he might not have that position for so long, is the way they're talking.
Well, and also, don't you get the feeling that I really get the feeling, I spent quite a bit of time, as you know, trying to analyze all this. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the feeling that Trump is really walking some kind of tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Trump. So now everybody around him is forced to walk that same tightrope.
Yes, yes. And everybody, probably, if we were to know it, is kowtowing to Ivanka Trump. I mean, that is the
that
one
is
person.
Well, that's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's one person you cannot ever speak out at or say what you think.
Right. You can't make the daughter's the boss's daughter mad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't upset her. She's not getting fired.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they making, do you think, her husband more than he really is?
Well, that's not what the rumors are saying. I mean, the rumors are saying he has influence. I don't know. I'm just saying what the rumors are.
Why don't we just start with this 4,320 rumors here and go through all these?
Well, I don't know.
Just kidding.
I mean, where else would we? Do you know? I don't.
No, I think she is a person. If you want your job, you cannot. How could you possibly go to her and stand up? Let's say you found out her husband messed up on his travel, whatever. You know, let's say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she's going to beat him over the head about that. You know,
I am 99% sure that the story we're being told, 99 probably 0.5% sure, mm-hmm. that the story we're being told about the Syria bombing is not true. Either it's a false flag, or it's some kind of agreement with Russia, wink, wink, nod, nod, to get them on the same team to fight ISIS, or some kind of negotiation. Now, it's been pretty obvious that Trump, the things he says things for effect, and he doesn't always mean what he says. And it's a negotiating tool, and it's a negotiating tactic, and it's a manipulative tactic. That makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not like being, it just seems too much like Obama, like George Bush, with this WMDs, with, you know, let's go get Hussein, because there's yellow cake in there. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, Trump did say we're not going into Syria, and now he's focused on North Korea, it seems like, which I think is the real problem.
Well, yeah. I think he has done a lot of putting all of this together, and I think he's going to get to it.
Did you hear the news yesterday? Did you listen to the news that we did yesterday?
Most of it. I was in and out.
I went more out than in. There was 16 things I could identify that Trump has done in his first 80-something days.
Oh, I heard that.
Because I wanted to go back and see mm-hmm. where we are. And those 16 things are amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're not the, you wouldn't look at those and say, that guy is he's betrayed us and he's gone off the rails. But then you see this and you're like, you know, we're so, I'm in the middle now. You know, I don't know. I could go either way with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has done some amazing things. And I think he does need our support and our prayers, because believe me, if Hillary was in there, this whole situation would look completely different.
Oh, hate to even think about that. Well, we know that there's something wrong in North Korea. And they're concerned because there is a weapon that can make it to the United States now. They're saying that there is, and they say a weapon. I don't know if they mean there's only one. But the concern is now, China is now starting to kind of come up and support the United States with Korea. Why South Korea has not been allowed to have nuclear weapons, I will not understand. That's where there should be nuclear weapons,
right,
if there ever was any.
Right.
And so CNN asked this. I told you they're saying some really challenging things. So they said today, well, if where's all this stuff coming from? And where are their weapons coming from? I mean, they're starting to ask the real questions that should have been asked a long time ago. And Syria is surprising. I mean, Syria. CNN is surprising me so much over how is they starting to admit.
Well, are they being forced to, because they're being so, I mean, they're just being marginalized and losing audience. And are they forced to?
Yeah, you know, speaking of marginalized and videos and stuff, Bill O'Reilly is taking a week off from work now.
Hmm.
He's going to analyze how bad he's going to be hurting after he has that $13 million taken away from him. Yeah. Now, I think there's enough evidence now. I got some information that I wanted to go over and then share with our listeners on why I think this is the real deal. But do you know how many people are saying that this is just a setup deal for Bill Cosby?
For O'Reilly?
Well, no. Well, on the Bill Cosby, Bill O'Reilly took up for
Cosby.
Mm-hmm. And so then Bill O'Reilly has his own little
problem.
Yeah.
And situation.
Yeah. And then he gets more problems and more problems as more girls go in and out of his office. And I think he did it. There's no doubt in my mind. One of the girls who's on Fox I really like, I believe she would never have come forward and done that. You know, these people, a lot of people live their lives with ethics. And then when somebody says you're lying, that really gets to them.
That gets, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it does. And so I think that until we find out, you know, don't do anything until we know who started the war. And it is a war. When you use chemical weapons, whose chemical weapons were there? Okay, let's get back to the news. This one, yes, we've needed to hear about this for a long time. Cartel member suspected of using Fast and Furious gun in murder of Border Patrol agent has been arrested. Now, that is exciting because
yes,
it shows that they're still doing something, or it shows that Trump is doing something.
Well, you know that the immigration across the border has almost trickled down to nothing. Which is,
has it?
That's stunning.
Ah, yeah, you like that word, don't you? You like that word.
I don't know what other word to use.
I know.
What other word can you use?
It is, I don't know.
For 20 years, we've been wondering, oh, there's no way to stop this. There's no way to stop them. They're just coming across.
Yes.
And 80 days later, there's not even a wall built, and it's almost down to nothing.
And you're not even seeing badgers come across.
Right,
right. Snakes come across.
Yeah, coyotes. Even the coyotes are afraid to cross at this point.
Well, anyway, I like this idea, and I like the idea of getting down to how many people were messed up during that time, because I had, during Fast and Furious, they lost 2,000 weapons. And those are the big...
Lost, quote-unquote.
Yeah. I'm even picking up their, you know, vocabulary.
Sound like CNN now.
They lost 2,000 BSGs. Do you know what the BSGs are?
No, let's see.
Big scary guns.
Yeah.
Those big long scary guns.
50 cal.
Whatever. They got all stuff down hanging off of them and everything. Yeah. Well, of course, that was what they lost. 2,000 of those big boys. That would have done something for them. And Melania Trump wins her settlement against Daily Mail over escort allegation. You all will recall that there was a Jim Fetzer, and there was a who was it? I think it was Daily Mail.
It's Daily Mail is a lawsuit, yes.
Yeah, Daily Mail is a lawsuit, yeah.
You talking about Webster Tarpley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Webster Tarpley, yes.
He was involved in that.
Yes.
It published a story alleging the former model had been an escort in the 1990s. Now, the only two places I saw that picked up was with Daily Mail and with Fetzer, Professor Fetzer. And the news outlet will pay Trump $2.9 million in damages and cost. And that's referring to Melania Trump, the she Trump. CNN reported Wednesday, we accept that these allegations and Mrs. Trump are not true, and we retract and withdraw them. We apologize to Mrs. Trump for any distress that our publication caused her, the Daily Mail said. You know, these kinds of things, they kind of like go, become concrete after a while, mm-hmm. and you can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You can't play like you never knew that. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, they'll think twice about the story on Melania and any of the Trumps.
On any of the Trumps, I agree. Lawsuit was later moved to New York after a Maryland judge dismissed the suit. Trump also sued the Daily Mail in London. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to get behind her legal side or get in front of her legal issues.
No, absolutely.
I wouldn't hate. I mean, the lawyers that handle them, they gotta love this little job.
And look at the contrast between this story and when Obama was in office about the birth certificate. Not to bring that up. You didn't see Obama sue anybody about the birth certificate, did you?
That's right. You got it. Tillerson and Putin find little more than disagreement in their meeting. And I don't agree with this. I was proud of Tillerson. Oh, this guy was doing a great job.
Yes.
When he was there with Vladimir Putin. I think he was probably there. They probably didn't show us. I think they're doing all kinds of things over there. Get away.
Maybe all the ruse just to make us think things.
We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce and Daniel.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
thank you for joining us. North Korea tells their journalist to prepare for a big event on Thursday. Now, that's North Korea. Now, remember, they already set off another explosion. And now the question is, what are they going to try and impress everybody on a Thursday for with a big and important event? On Thursday, the wire services said that there were no indications that it was directly linked to tensions in the region over the isolated state's nuclear weapons program. According to Channel News Asia, reported Jeremy Ko, we've been told to be ready to move out at 6:20 a.m., but no reason why. Also, no cell phones are allowed. This is not good. Now, I want to bring this story also with CNN saying something about we could start to see all kinds of weapons. And then there was the concern about North Korea having some, can take out all of our electronics.
They EMP, EMP.
But they were, on CNN, they were, of course, talking down to the people, you know, and saying, and they have weapons that they can take down our country. They have the ability to do EMP. And I'm reading an interview about the government trying to calm South Koreans' fear of the imminent war. I mean, you've got everybody pretty fearful in that area, but they don't make much about it on the news because I think they don't want those countries just exploding. And so in talking in terms of what else might they do or how they might take us out, CNN, I mean, I couldn't believe they said this. It's just pretty much right along with EMPs and that they would do it. So I'm concerned about that. That I am concerned. And somebody on there was talking about they could do a smaller EMP takeout, maybe one country, one city, one state. But that then is going to, the dominoes are going to fall.
Well, that's an act of war. Yeah, that would be a big act of war. Well, James McKinney was on yesterday and talked about the net that we can put around North Korea. If we wanted to, we can stop all missiles from leaving North Korea. We could stop anything from launching from them. What's concerning is the submarines and the talk about the, you know, the California coast, how they were looking for the submarines. You know, a submarine, that's a different story, and that's right on our backyard. That's a little scarier.
Yeah, it is too close. And I think everybody's probably doing a lot more than they're saying. And, you know, how can we be so intolerant of Russia doing to us what we did to them? And it was already admitted. You know, it's already been admitted that we spied on them all the time. So why do we have these, you know, it depends on who it is, a Republican or a Democrat, in their world.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, moving on to, let's see, what did I do with this? What did I do with the next story? Oh, man, I messed up. Do you have it there, Daniel?
Russia vetoes UN Security Council resolution condemning Syrian government. As Sputnik News, I think that was to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
Trump backs away from labeling China a currency manipulator. I think that's important, out of Reuters. Well, the reason he's backing away is because obviously he's negotiated something with China. You know, we'll have a better deal with you if you go there and take care of North Korea. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to go on TV and trash him.
Yeah.
So, you know, things are going well between us. Let's keep things positive.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time I see Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, I get such a feeling something's bizarre about that. That relationship with this little guy with a weird haircut and, you know, and he's able to run that whole entire country. China's got to be behind this, I'm sure. China has got to be behind. North Korea couldn't function, couldn't live without China.
You wouldn't think.
They get all their stuff from China.
Totally agree.
We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. And our guest is coming up. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce and Daniel.